We opened this week's show with a reference to the most recent evidence that the world of men's college basketball is rife with corruption and hypocrisy. We also asked a question, should college athletes be paid? You know by now we feel they should. On Wednesday, Mark Emmert, the president of the National Collegiate Athletic Association, issued a statement calling for substantive changes in the way the NCAA operates. He's established a commission to discuss those changes. The statement indicated that Mr. Emmert wants to find ways apparel companies like Adidas can support programs in a transparent way, rather than by paying high school students to sign with designated schools and agents. Emmert also spoke of rejiggering eligibility rules, though he didn't explain how doing that would address bribery and fraud. There was no reference to whether the football players and basketball players who produce $10 billion each year for the NCAA and its members should be paid. And in the final paragraph of his statement, Mr. Emmert referred to those football and basketball players as student athletes and said the NCAA and its members need to do right by them. Can the NCAA and the colleges and universities do right by those individuals while still insisting that they are not workers recruited with empty promises in order to produce revenue without compensation? That is, by clinging to the pernicious fiction of the amateur student athlete? No, they can't. Let us hope the commission President Emmert has formed will come to understand that fact early in their deliberations. This episode of Only a Game was reported and produced by Karen Given, Martin Kessler, and Shira Springer, with help from Gary Wallach, Alex Schroeder, and Brian Bouchard. Our technical director is Marquise Neal. Many thanks to sports journalist Patrick Ruby for acting as a story consultant and editor on this project, and Bob DeMars for sharing some sound from his excellent documentary, The Business of Amateurs. We'd love to hear your stories of NCAA sports, pro or con. Email us at oag@wvur.org or leave a message on our listener line, 617-353-1860. We hope to gather your thoughts on this week's show on a special podcast-only episode, so subscribe to Only a Game now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's also a great way to make sure you never miss a second of the show. I'm Bill Littlefield. We return next week with more sports NPR style on Only a Game. Thanks for listening.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston and Heather Sturthage and Paul G. Hage, supporting Salzburg Global Seminar, which works to challenge current and future leaders to solve issues of global concern. Learn more at salzburgglobal.org. And the Herbert Simon Family Foundation, supporting NPR and member station WFYI in Indianapolis, working together to cover stories and issues that inform listeners in Indiana and beyond by providing critical information about the factors influencing education.